Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I hear there's some pretty great facilities helping Texas rice growers.
That's right, Tony. All you have to do is head out to Beaumont and Eagle Lake. The folks with the Texas A&M University AgriLife Research Center are doing great work there. They're providing research and outreach for the Texas and United States rice industry.
What kind of research are they doing?
Well, research and extension activities focus on rice production and management. Plus, they're trying to get a better grasp on how rice plants respond to their environments. It's pretty cool because they have scientists from Texas A&M University System and the United States Department of Agriculture's Agriculture Research Service all out there working on it. They're also doing research on alternative crops associated with rice, with programs including soil and crop nutrition, entomology, rice quality, and many more. The facility's researchers are developing solutions to real-world problems that impact our Texas rice farmers.
So how does that help the producers?
Well, the research done at the 990-acre Beaumont Center and the 120-acre Eagle Lake Center helps Texas rice producers have an edge over producers in other states and countries. We always like to have the upper hand here in Texas, Tony. They're working with conditions similar to what you find in the Texas rice belt. So it's like they're working in the real world. The research is helping establish new rice varieties and improve production and management systems. It's an overall win-win for agriculture and Texas rice farmers.
Now, rice production was down here in the recent years. Is it coming back?
It is coming back. We've got some water for our rice growers finally.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.